Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The Labor Department today says that the prices businesses receive for their goods and services fell in February. The Producer Price Index, which measures price changes for everything from food to energy to transportation, decreased 0.1% from the prior month. The Producer Price Report measures the prices that businesses receive from whomever buys their goods and services, businesses, households, or governments. It was revamped last month to capture a much broader portion of economic activity as a major inflation gauge. Trade sources today say that Chinese soybean importers have canceled up to 600,000 tons of South American soybean cargoes for shipment between March and May. Singapore-based traders say buyers are negotiating with suppliers to delay or cancel more shipments. Several soybean cargoes were under discussion for shipment delays due to negative crush margins. Meanwhile, China's National Grain and Oil Information Center says that China might stockpile 60 million metric tons of corn in its reserves in the current marketing year that began in October. As of March 10th, China has stockpiled 54.66 million metric tons of corn. Two U.S. senators yesterday urged the U.S. Department of Agriculture to approve disaster assistance for small pork producers affected by a deadly virus that has killed more than 4 million pigs across the U.S. in the past year. Senators Kay Hagan of North Carolina and Debbie Stabenow of Michigan also urged increased research to find a vaccine for PEDV, for which no treatment currently exists. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 16,141. It's up about 1 point. The NASDAQ is trading 36.55, up almost 4. The S&P 500, 18.49, and it is up 2.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Quiet weather occurred across the Midwest yesterday, with no precipitation being reported in the majority of the region. Afternoon temperatures climbed up into the 60s and lower 70s across a big part of the plains and some of the western Corn Belt, while temperatures in the easternmost Midwest in the snow-covered areas were left in the 20s and 30s. Well, the warming trend in the west is expected to work its way eastward across the region as we go forward through the weekend, but there will be a couple of disruptions, and there is a reinforcing shot of colder air coming southward out of Canada that will skirt along the northern and central portions of the Midwest as we go through the weekend. And that disturbance will likely create a little bit of light precipitation as it comes across the region, as well as dropping the temperatures down once again across parts of the region. So we'll expect to see this reinforcing shot of coolness to start pushing into the region as we go through the day today, and more likely tonight. And the system will likely generate some light snowfall across the Great Lakes region primarily. The cool high pressure system that will follow in behind it will drop temperatures tonight and tomorrow across a large part of the northern Midwest. And some of the cooler air will work its way further to the south, but it's not going to be all that impressive. The temperatures this afternoon will bounce back into the 50s and 60s across the southern half of the Midwest. Northern areas will see temperatures mostly in the 40s with a few 30s scattered about in the far northwestern Corn Belt. As we go through the day tomorrow, though, you'll notice the wind switches and we'll likely see some cooling take place, especially in the north. We'll expect the high temperatures on Saturday to be 20s and 30s across the northern parts of the Midwest, with some teens possible in eastern North Dakota and northwestern portions of Minnesota. That will contrast with temperatures still in the 50s and 60s in the Ohio River Basin. The cold air will overspread all of the south, though, as we go into Sunday, and afternoon temperatures that day will be mostly in the 20s and 30s across a big part of the Midwest, with a handful of lower 40s occurring near the Ohio River. But that'll be the last of the cooler days, and we'll start to warm up a little bit as we move into the early part of next week. We'll start off on Monday with 30s and 40s across a big part of the region, but some 50s and perhaps even temperatures near 60 will occur in the areas along and to the west of the Missouri River. The low temperatures at night are expected to drop down into the 20s and 30s quite often over the next several days, but there will be a batch of teens and 20s that will occur across the upper parts of the Midwest and across the Great Lakes region for a little while as we go through the weekend and into the early part of next week. Temperatures will not be threatening across any of the wheat country in the Midwest because of the fact that we do have snow on the ground, if for no other reason, but the temperatures are not expected to be cold enough for a long enough period of time to bring on any kind of a threat. Speaking of some threat to the wheat crop, in the southeastern part of the country this morning, the temperatures bottomed out in the 30s, and quite a few areas experienced frost and some light freezes. Now, the wheat crop there is far enough advanced that it has suffered a little bit of damage as far as the vegetative growth is concerned, but there should not have been any permanent losses taking place because of the cold overnight. Now, the southeastern corner of the country and a part of the lower Midwest will get involved with some significant precipitation this weekend, and some of it will likely be heavy in the Carolinas and Virginia. But for the Midwest, we'll probably see a wintry mix of precipitation developing for a brief period of time coming out of Missouri and working its way up the Ohio River Basin. And in those areas, we'll see precipitation in the forms of rain and snow as we go from Saturday into Sunday. Sunday will be the wetter day. Moisture totals will probably run a quarter to a half inch with some local 3/4 inch amounts. And the precipitation that occurs as snow will be a very wet snow and be a narrow band where you might see 1 to 4 inch accumulations. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 747 up 10 and a quarter. Soft May, 685 up 11 and a quarter. May corn, 486 and three quarters, up 1 3/4. December, 486 and a half, up 2 1/2. May soybeans, 1391, down 5 1/4. November, 1176, down 3 3/4. May soybean meal, 4.4090, now 4.9110, down 80. April live cattle, 1.4425, up 62 1/2. March feeders, 1.7427 1/2, up 30. April lean hogs, 1.1887 1/2, down 5. And May soybean oil is 42.89, down 10. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it seems to me, looking at how price action has gone this week, that perhaps a popular trade going forward might be looking at the bear spreads on the soybeans?
Yep. In fact, we actually talked about that earlier in the week here on Wednesday, I believe. And I think that there's a couple of reasons for that. I think one is that one big reason is that the funds really, you know, some of them, rather than just coming in and buying the market, went in and bull spread and bought July, sold November. And I think we've seen a pretty big unwinding of that this week and probably will continue to see that. The other is, I think that you see the supplies coming on in South America and providing the beans into the, you know, global channels, and you know, we still have, you know, weather uncertainties and as we go through the soybeans here. So from a short-term standpoint, at least, short-term maybe being, you know, the next few weeks here, I think that's a pretty good trade.
So how much might we lose in the November, also considering your end-of-the-month reports are coming?
Well, I guess I feel like we're just really going to be choppy on all these markets going into the end of the month. I think people are going to want to see those acres. There's a lot of talk out there about some pretty big acres already, so I think that part of it's kind of in the market.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think you're looking at this you know, pretty much the range that we've seen the last week here. I think you continue to kind of see it chop back and forth as we go in that report. Now, weather-wise can make a difference as we get into the, you know, last week before the report there.
Turn your attention to the corn market. What do you see there today?
Well, corn continues to be strong, and I think it's kind of being led by wheat a little bit. The Ukrainian thing, of course, this morning, and Russia's kind of shown some aggression again, or have some troops on the border again, and that's been positive to the wheat and the corn here. I think corn will take another move up there and try that $4.95 to $5 on the D's. I think it's going to find some selling there.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Bill Gentry, Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, March corn, and remember the March contracts go off the board today, but March corn, 482 and a quarter down two, May, 485 and three quarters up three quarters, and December, 485 and three quarters up one and three quarters. March beans, 1387 and three quarters down three, May, 1391 three quarters down four and a half, and November, 1176 and three quarters down three. March soybean meal, 449, down 60. The May is down 70, 441.20. March soybean oil is not trading. May is 42.83, and it is down 16 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.